live from Houston and simulcasting on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Man, the chatters on Rumble and on Getter every once in a while pick up the phone. I think some of these questions you're asking are good and maybe would benefit the radio audience on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio. The telephone number here is 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Now, I asked them, hey guys, what do you want to talk about next? And I'll go down the Getter because they got really specific. John Kerry's efforts to get rid of farms. Now, I like to just say this isn't John Kerry. This is those who want to. Did you guys hear about 200,000 cows getting ready to be slaughtered? Where was this, Ireland? Yeah, Ireland, I think it was Ireland, wants to kill 200,000 cows because of their farts. Because the left-wingers have convinced, no scientific basis by this, by the way, that all of the cow farts on the planet, AOC believes this. I guess Loony Lena must believe this too. All the cow farts on the planet are causing the Earth's climate to change. So what's the solution is to slaughter cows, 200,000 of them. Now, where's PETA? Oh, silent. I haven't heard PETA saying, you people are bat guano crazy for doing that. No, I'm not going to eat anything with a face, says folks at PETA, but I don't mind killing anything with a face. Is that really where you people are? I mean, folks, this is classic. This is old Democrat playbook versus new Democrat playbook. They can never, they're like poop on a wheel. They're everywhere, right? They're everywhere on everything. So there you go, Russell. They're going to slaughter 200,000 cows to combat man-made global warming, their religion. They're going to sacrifice cows to their religion of man-made global warming. So, by the way, getting rid of farms. Gee, John Kerry wants to get rid of farms, the very farms that are feeding the world's population. Now, I know John Kerry is an idiot. John Kerry's a moron. But seriously, what Democrat is going to come out and say, I think we ought to get rid of our food supply? I mean, who's going to say that other than John Kerry, who threw his fake medals over the fence, the White House fence? I mean, come on, what is he smoking today? We know what he was smoking back then, but what is he smoking today? Now, over on Rumble, I asked this, and Warhammer said solutions. We know what the problems are, Chris, but what are the solutions? Warhammer, I hate to tell you this, man, but nobody wants to hear my solutions. Every single time I come up with solutions that require work, folks, it is our complacency that got us here. And you're not going to solve these problems through more complacency. John Cornyn, let me give an example of this, Warhammer. John Cornyn, he votes against every citizen of Texas. He votes against the Republican Party platform. He isn't in keeping with the Republican Party of Texas or any of their branches, any of their county branches. Yet, only, by my count, two or three of the GOP counties have penned resolutions to ask him to step down. So you tell me when I say you've got to get involved, you've got to go to your local Republican parties and tell them they got to stand for something or they're not getting any your money. They've got to do something with the money you're giving them. There are folks out there who say that, we just love these people because they raise money for our organization. What the hell good is your organization if you stand for nothing? So this requires you to call. This requires you to show up. This requires you to write letters. This requires you to be engaged. And Warhammer, to be honest with you, man, nobody wants to hear it on our side. The reason why the left is succeeding is because our side sits on its butt. And doesn't, if I had a dollar for every time I've heard, well, nothing I do makes a difference. Now, you guys have heard Debbie from New Jersey calling up every once in a while. And Debbie from New Jersey calls in and says, yeah, I started a convention of states group. Everybody should be doing that. Everybody within the sound of my voice. By the way, speaking of Rumble, I don't know what the hell you guys did yesterday. It wasn't me. I just did a show yesterday. We kind of limped along in the first hour, but we finished strong. I don't know what you guys did, but the Rumble numbers quadrupled yesterday. Our normal audience, it just went off the charts. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Somebody must have tweeted or gave us a blast on social media somewhere, because we quadrupled the audience on Rumble yesterday alone. I'm sitting there going, where the hell is this coming from? And I remember yesterday I said to all of you, as I was saying goodbye, I said, you just tell a few thousand of your friends and we'll be good. And you guys, somebody did. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. So Warhammer, solutions are, you see what the left wing is doing? Do that. Right up until the point where they start breaking the law, they can get away with it because we don't have the rule of law anymore. As Newt Gingrich pointed out, we have a failed justice system because Democrats run it. Everything Democrats touch is a failure. Everything they touch is a failure. And so you got to stop shy. You've got to comply with the law. They don't. But everything else they're doing, organizing, voting blocks, showing up to let your elected leaders know that you're displeased with their lack of performance, John Cornyn. You must do everything that these local Republican county chairs are not doing. I can tell you Republican county chairs, by and large, go to cocktail parties and they raise money. Where's the principle in that Newt Gingrich was talking about? Where's the principle that Newt Gingrich was talking about? So the only thing that's going to get these Republican parties to change is if you people show up and you vote new leadership in, people who want to do something rather than sit back like Steve Buscemi's character in Armageddon and watch the end of the world. Bob, I'm glad you waited. Welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show, the voice of Texas and TNT Radio. What do you say this fine Thursday morning?
Oh, that school problem is, I guarantee if you could follow it back far enough, it's money. Somehow, some way, they're going to get their hands in some money.
You mean the porn?
Yeah.
So you think Katie Hobbs and the Democrat Party are opposed to stopping porn being shot inside of schools because somehow Democrats are making money off it?
Everybody's making money off of it, buddy. Our whole system, our solution to our problems, not just activity, but prayer, buddy.
I know, I agree with that.
Straighten out this world, son. That's the fish rock from the head down, and they're all of them.
Did you watch the Newsmax show by chance yesterday?
No, sir.
All right. Sound of Freedom. Are you familiar with that movie?
No, sir, I'm not.
All right. Sound of Freedom is coming out on July 4th. And our pals over at Angel Studios put this together. And basically what it details is the sex slave trade. Now, do me a favor. I want you to hang on and listen. I'm going to go to break now because I just looked at the clock. I'm going to go to break and I'm going to play that trailer. You're going to hear some statistics. And I will tell you this, the number one consumer of child exploitation in the world is your country, the United States. And really what drives that our Democrat Party values. They are in charge of the culture, right? Dylan Mulvaney, Target. Oh, wait until I tell you about what Target is funding. Wait till I tell you about what Target is funding. You're going to love this. The trailer to Sound of Freedom comes up next. Chris Salcedo Show, The Voice of Texas, and TNT Radio.
You should hear what Steve Hook is talking about.
An Air Force veteran is blowing the whistle on an alleged secret U.S. military program, which he claims has been retrieving craft of, quote, non-human origin, unquote, for at least several decades now. Now, the funny thing is when you talk about a story like this, 50% of the audience rolls their eyes. The other 50% says, I knew it. I don't know where I come down on this, but this guy is highly credible. David Charles Grush, 36-year-old decorated former combat officer from Afghanistan. He filed a whistleblower complaint to Congress and the Intelligence Community Inspector General on classified information that he insists proves the recoveries of partial fragments through up to fully intact vehicles that have been made decades through present-day U.S. government, its allies and defense contractors. The bottom line on this, all this stuff is that once upon a time, it was like, well, we don't want to tell the public because we don't want to sow panic throughout the populace. Okay, that makes sense, right? But that kind of became a catch-all, I think. At some point, the population starts to figure out, you know, there's a good chance we're not alone. And then you realize that maybe the reason they're keeping it so hush-hush is because of what this fella's saying. They're reverse engineering this stuff.
Steve Hook on today's News Talk, TNT Radio. A better business tip from TNT Radio. The benefits of advertising on today's News Talk, TNT Radio, should be clear to businesses of any shape or size. It can be accessed anywhere, anytime, by anybody, and is the perfect way to build brand awareness and stimulate digital activity. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
Forget your mobile and what's the worst thing that can happen? You have to find the last payphone in Britain. Forget Valentine's Day, tricky one, but nothing a little charm couldn't solve. Forget that the dishwasher actually works a lot better if you turn it on and it's a few excuses about dodgy wiring. Forget to check the batteries in your smoke alarm, and maybe one night poisonous smoke fumes from a fire will drift silently upstairs and suffocate you or your family. Remember, test them every week. Push the button, not your luck.
Do you ever let your ears stop and smell the roses? Let's celebrate listening. Because that's what Dublin Samaritans do, 24/7. Call us on 116 123 or help us keep listening at justgiving.com/Dublin Samaritans.
Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Chris Salcedo Show. I am your liberty-loving Latino. Do not confuse me with loudmouth leftist Latinos out there. I actually love my country, love my state, the United States of America, and the great state of Texas. Folks, when I say the term MAP, minor attracted persons, these are individuals who think that it's normal for adults to be attracted to children. Which political party do you associate with that? Certainly isn't Republicans. Certainly isn't the conservative movement. The people who give these people shelter and encourage them, they're left-wingers. They're leftists. When I mentioned to you that there are 85,000 kids who are lost, illegal alien kids just lost by our own government, who runs the government? The Democrats. Whose policies are producing 85,000 lost kids? The Democrat Party. The Democrat Party now runs the entirety of our government. When I say that a whistleblower said that your government is delivering children into the hands of known slavers, sex slavers, or child labor. Who's doing that? You all know it's the Democrat Party. Yet, you folks in the basket of biased press, you won't hold them accountable. That's why you disgust me. Many of you folks in the press, you disgust me by what you're allowing to have happen. You're allowing it to happen, and you're not calling it out. Apparently, you folks in the press support what the Democrats are doing. Apparently, you do, because you refuse to report on it, and you refuse to call it out. And there's going to be a price one day that it's not going to be for me to judge. Angel Studios has a new movie called The Sound of Freedom. It's called Sound of Freedom. It's out July 4th. Now, the trailer begins with a camera pushing in on a house where there's a Weasley-looking guy looking at porn, child porn, on his computer. That's where the scene opens. Listen. Police bust in and they find horrific child pornography.
I don't think I can do this job, Tim. As soon as I lay down, all you see are those kids' faces. How long have you been doing this?
12 years.
How do you do it?
It is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It has already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it's going to pass the drug trade.
Señor Timoteo, tú rescatas niños, ¿verdad?
You rescue kids, right? By the way, I was told that the children inside of the movie were not told about what their lines were in reference to. Angel Studios chose to protect the kids, the very kids you Democrats are exploiting. You folks who vote Democrat, you voted for this crap. And forever, I think forever, I'm going to condemn you for it. You never Trumpers, you voted for this crap. You so-called Christians who have now set us on a path to feeding an industry that is now going to eclipse the drug trade. You folks who voted against President Trump to allow open borders, to allow this government to become partners with narco-terrorists and sex slave traders of innocent women and children, how do you look yourself in the mirror? Knowing what you've done. How do you look yourself in the mirror knowing what you've done? Joe Walsh on Twitter. Oh, yeah. That degenerate piece of pond scum. You think he has any idea about any of this? Does he even give a damn? No. So-called Republican. My ass. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Barry. Glad you called in. What say you on The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio?
I think The Voice of Texas protests this a bit too much. This is a horror crafted out of the lower rung of Dante's Inferno. But I don't think you can blame the press, Chris, because if they're not calling it out, doesn't mean they support it. Those are two different things there.
Well,
what I want to weigh in on is these transgender freaks.
Well, hold on. But before you go to that, Barry, I just want to push back. The press is supposed to be there for the protection of people, we the people, right? They're not supposed to be the voice of government. If you don't report that government is facilitating harm to children, aren't you complicit?
I'm torn on that. I would say somewhat. I mean,
let me put it another way.
Assuming the press knows about it.
I there's mean, no way they can't.
That they're aware of this.
There's no way they can't know.
Okay.
There's
no way they can't. They're aware of it and not reporting, then they are complicit, right?
Yeah. As you heard, that the sex slave trade is about ready to eclipse the drug trade as far as money that is exchanged. And the press knows full well of the statistics. The press knows about the 85,000 lost kids. The press knows that there was whistleblower testimony saying that our government is delivering these children into the hands of known criminals. And they choose not to report it because it'll reflect negatively on Democrats. So they're protecting Democrats because the press says, well, if Democrats say that children must be sold into sex slavery, then who are we in the press to debate them?
I don't know if Democrats are saying that, but the press is only one part of it. We still need the enforcement agencies to do its job as well.
Yeah. And you know what? This, by the way, this Sound of Freedom is based on a true story of an agent. And we had him on the Newsmax show yesterday. And the horrors he saw in this sex slave trade will just curl your toes. But go ahead. You wanted to talk about the transvestite movement.
Disgusting, mentally ill, gender-confused freaks, otherwise known as transgender. We've got to get a hold on this because they're saying now they are MAPS, minor attracted person. Now, they argue that I was born this way to be gay. Then it went to I was born this way to be transgender. If these freaks ever get into the point where they say I was born this way to be attracted to minors, all they need is one quack doctor and one quack psychiatrist to sign off on it. Then what? We have to remove the laws on statutory rape and child predators? We've got to get a grip on this now. Any one of us could be hauled down to federal district court for a hate crime. Your crime? You misgendered one of these freaks. How dare you call this 300-pound homo hog in a skirt and a G-string a he? Did you not see the G-string in the skirt?
Barry, and I don't blame you for this because I know how this is being marketed by the press and being marketed by the Democrats. But there are a whole bunch of terms in there. I had a gay man who was part of Gays Against Groomers. He came on the show yesterday on the Newsmax show and said, you know, he resented the left wing trying to say that all gay people believe in sexually abusing children. That's not a mechanism of gay people, he said. That's a mechanism of the left. That's who left wingers are. Number one. Number two, you've got gender dysphoria afflicted people, which is a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of our population. Then the freaks that you're talking about are the transvestites. These are people who dress up as the opposite sex and are flamboyant and all this over-sexualization BS. And you're right, they are freaks. Then you got the gay folks, whether they be gay men or lesbian women. So they're all disparate groups. And the reason why they're all lumped together is because the Democrats need them for a voting block. Because by themselves, their own individual issues are not enough to make a electoral difference for Democrats. So that's why they're all lumped in together. And we can't make that same leap. You're right. The transvestite deviancy movement, this whole transvestite push in school, transvestite push in story hour around these governments, it all has to go away. It all's got to stop. But we can't lump in those in the gay community who are offended by all of this, by the way. Can't lump those who are actually gender dysphoria people who are, again, they're so small, they couldn't even fill a football stadium in the United States. Their numbers are so small, they couldn't even fill a football stadium. But that doesn't do the Democrats any electoral good, does it? Thanks, Barry. I appreciate the conversation, man. Don't let the press off, man. The press is protecting Democrats, and the Democrats are facilitating the abuse of children. And it's got to stop. And I'll ask this question again. It's rhetorical. Where are the Republicans? I'll be right back. The Chris Salcedo Show, The Voice of Texas, and TNT Radio.
Now's a good time to break the big news.
TNT Radio News.
Matt Boylan here with a look at your TNT headlines. Hazardous smoke from hundreds of wildfires burning in Canada has blocked out the sun and choked cities across the east coast of the United States for the second day in a row. Former US President Donald Trump has vowed to take on Big Pharma if he's successful in taking back the White House in 2024. And Australia has posted its largest drop in productivity on record, fueling fears of a looming recession down under.
Our lines are open. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-3100. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio. Globalist agendas, democratic rights at risk, corruption, propaganda. It never stops. For the news and views silenced by the mainstream media, by government and corporations, vote one. TNT Radio. Free speech always has a home here. Stay up to date with the latest live news and current affairs delivered by our lineup of expert commentators and hosts. Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's News Talk. This is TNT Radio.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. Those 9 months were also 273 days of planning. What about your daughter's first costume party? It was out of this world. And let's not forget those barbecues you plan in detail for your family and your more vegetarian by the day best friends. Surprise party for your parents' golden anniversary? You get the golden planning. The same way you plan each detail for those moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're with Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Folks, welcome back. I got to get us some phone calls here. The telephone number is 281. I've been told I say this too fast. The telephone number is 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. That puts you in touch with the Chris Salcedo Show. And by the way, you folks on TNTRadio.live, TNTRadio.live, you have phone numbers there at TNT that you can dial depending on your geographic location around the globe, which will hook you up to our studios here in Heavenly Houston. Stephen is calling in on line two. Stephen, welcome to the Salcedo Show. What say you?
Well, I was trying to talk about the Durham report where the Durham found people like the FBI, Comey, and all those people, Strzok, and those people guilty of abusing the law and so forth and so on. And everybody cheered and said how wonderful that was. But why did Durham take so long to do it? Well, one reason might be that it goes past the statute of limitations, so these people can't be prosecuted.
Well, that's exactly right.
Why don't we do something about Durham and find out why he did that? And he is really doing something that's not right.
No, I know.
And he should be the one being held responsible.
Well, we know why he did it. We had Judge Andrew Napolitano on the show, And he said that the greatest part about the Durham report that stood out to him was that Durham dragged his feet on purpose so that nobody, so the statute of limitations would run out. And we all know why he did it, so that nobody would be held accountable because of the statute of limitations. So,
Republicans have control in the House of Representatives. Why don't they hold Durham up there and hold his feet to the fire?
Not because he's a symptom, really. He's just a symptom.
Well, he should be held responsible for what he's done.
Well, I would agree with you, but he did it likely under the orders and the behest of those who run the Department of Injustice. Merrick Garland ought to be impeached.
Well, they ought to do something about it, but Republicans are incompetent to do anything about it.
Well,
they
true. You know what the Republicans did?
They're not doing anything.
The Republicans increased funding to the DOJ.
Yeah.
In response to their abuse of our people, the Republicans said, let's give you more money.
Yeah.
So apparently the Republicans support all the abuse of our people being because they have no values. Remember, there's no unifying principle of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
So they support all of the damage being done to our people by leftists inside of the DOJ and the FBI.
Yeah, well, I think you and other talk show hosts want to be talking that up.
I think you and about 1,000 of your, I think you, Stephen, and 1,000 of your friends ought to be arranging voting blocks to go to your member of Congress and tell them they either do something about this or they're out.
Well, the problem is my representative's a Democrat.
Well, no, it doesn't really matter. You don't want to listen to us? Here's 1,000 people that we're going to multiply. You don't want to listen to us? We're going to multiply this 1,000. See,
yeah.
And we're going to kick your butt out and we're going to put a Republican in.
Yeah.
I know that Democrats don't get elected to represent the people, they get elected to rule the people. I know that's what they get elected for. But doesn't mean you have to put up with it. Doesn't mean
we ran the Republican and they don't do anything anyway.
Well, again, that the Republican that you would support has to know and understand they got there because of you. And they need to fear you. They need to fear losing their job if you're dissatisfied. Right now, our government, John Cornyn doesn't fear. Folks, how long have I been talking about John Cornyn's malfeasance on this program? How long have I been doing that? And I've done it on television. I've done it here on the radio. Constant drumbeat of how this man betrayed every person in Texas, Republican, Democrat, Independent. So how is that all working out to get John Cornyn out? How is that working out? One voice on talk radio. Rush Limbaugh, the biggest voice in talk radio history, denounced and decried and accurately predicted Barack Hussein Obama. Did it stop him from getting elected? No. No, it didn't. Because it's not enough for a talk show host to sit here and give you guys the information. You've got to act on it. You've got to take it. You've got to do what the left wing does. Prime example. Target. Russell, a quick question. Have you been following anything about Target and Bud Light and how much money they're losing? Have you followed any of that stuff? Target has lost, I might be juxtaposing the numbers here, but I think it's upward of $18 billion. And I think Bud Light is on par. Anheuser-Busch. People are doing something about that. You see the power of a whole bunch of people saying, this is wrong. Why do you think the same principle doesn't apply to members of Congress? And to your governor, and to your representatives in the state house. Why don't you think the same applies? It does. It's more than just a talk show host yammering away, giving you guys all the information. You've got to act on it. Here, Target. Target is using money that you all, however many of you are still left doing Target. I mean, they've taken billions in damage because of their stupidity and their anatomically stupid clothing line, their trans promotion clothing line for kids. On Monday, it was revealed, according to TrendingPoliticsNews.com, on Monday, it was revealed that Target, through its charitable foundation overseen by the company's top financial executives, has financially supported an organization advocating for the closure and redistribution of U.S. sovereign territory, including landmarks like Mount Rushmore. Target is funding a group that wants to shut down Mount Rushmore.
Hey, let's go to Target and buy something. I'm so angry about what's going on out there. Let's go to Target. Need a pretzel.
Need a, what do they call those slushies? I haven't set foot in a Target in about 2 years. That with their whole bathroom issue, bye-bye, Target. But so now you've got Bud Light, you've got North Face, you've got... Look at the power of the American people when they get pissed off and they act on it. It is the same principle when it comes to those in government. You get ticked off enough, it hurts you enough, you're going to do something about it. Apparently, those who say, well, what do we do? You're not hurting enough. Sadly, by the time you are hurting enough, it may be too late. And I can guarantee you, our enemies, their words for us, not mine, our enemies are hoping that you all stay on the sidelines until they finish their undermining of your rights. So that by the time you do wake up and go, something's got to be done, you're not going to be able to, because they will have sufficiently garnered control over law enforcement and garnered control over the alphabet agencies and garnered control over your pocketbook, that you'll owe your very existence, your very life, the very life of your child, the very life of your spouse to these degenerates in big government. That's, folks, if I can end the program, or as we're starting to end the program, where we started, that's what's behind the income redistribution scheme that Harris County is dreaming up, Looney, Lena, and Rodney Ellis, taking China virus money to redistribute, to buy votes. And there's a price for that. Never oppose them. And if you ever think you want to disagree with Rodney Ellis, he'll just take your money away. It's not actually, it actually is your money, taxpayers' money from other states. China virus money for a income redistribution scheme. And it's going to happen here in Harris County. Congratulations. And Lunatic Lena, who is probably one of the dimmest bulbs in the country, just like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Republicans are flummoxed by her.
I don't know how to beat such a dumbass.
They're dangerous. Folks, sitting on the sidelines is going to get you more of the same. You've sat on the sidelines for so many years thinking Trump will take care of it. Republicans will take care of it. How's that working out for you? How's that working out for the country? Just give me a cost-benefit analysis. Sitting on your ass, doing nothing, as opposed to look at the other side. Look at what the Democrats have been able to accomplish by getting out, doing things, organizing. So that's a theme I'm hoping you guys will recognize. No change is going to happen without you. Look at what you've all done to Bud Light. Look at what you've done to Target. By the way, keep that up. Look at what you're about to do to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is going to... I was going to go there with the family this weekend. I said, to hell with that. No, thank you. I don't support their false die doctrine, which is counter to the Bible. I don't support their die doctrine. So, you've got to start acting not only with your wallet, but with your political acumen too, folks. Sitting on the sidelines is only going to get your country flushed down the toilet faster. Got to stop it. I'll be right back. The Chris Salcedo Show. I got calls waiting. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, the voice of Texas, and TNT Radio.
de-weaponizing weather with reality and perspective.
It's totally absurd to blame the Canadian wildfires on climate change, but any port in a storm with these people. As a matter of fact, what they do is cause storms of discontent, delusion, distortion, and deception, and then claim it's all climate change. What's going on in Quebec is quite interesting. Now, across Alberta and Western Canada earlier in the month of May, it was very warm and very dry and quite windy, and that's wildfire weather. But in looking at what's going on in Quebec, it's been a bit warmer than normal. It's been a little drier than normal. But overall, that kind of weather in that part of Canada is not really wildfire weather. And I'm trying to figure out how these wildfires got going. Now, I don't have any proof, obviously, that it may be something different. Maybe it was just a few campers. And I haven't seen a lot of thunderstorm activity in that part of Canada going off and igniting these things. But one thing we can say, given Canadian wildfires are on the decrease, given U.S. wildfires are 20% of what they were back in the 1920s, this is not a sign of climate change. And as a matter of fact, their weaponization of weather in a phony climate war, which is the title of my book, by the way, is exactly what they are trying to pull, and they've been trying to pull. So don't buy it. This is TNT Climate and Weather Watchdog meteorologist Joe Bastardi asking you to enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
Engine 2, respond emergency, structure fire. Address is somewhere in the downtown region. House in question is medium-ish in size. It's a stucco house. A mostly stucco house, and it's kind of near a parking lot. Over.
If we can't find you, we can't help you. If you call 911 from a cell phone, please be prepared to give us your exact location. Visit ecom911.ca to learn more. Ecom 911. Help us help.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation is a leading non-profit organization defending civil liberties in the digital world. Founded in 1990, the Electronic Frontier Foundation champions user privacy, free expression, and innovation through impact litigation, policy analysis, grassroots activism, and technology development. Our mission is to ensure that technology supports freedom, justice, and innovation for all people of the world. The Electronic Frontier Foundation needs your help. Support our mission to defend civil liberties and human rights online. Your simple donation can help our attorneys, activists, and technologists protect privacy, free expression, and digital creativity at a time when the world needs it most. Visit eef.org to find out more. A message brought to you by TNT Radio.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Again, my thanks to whatever you folks on Rumble did yesterday. Whatever you did, whoever did it, thank you. I mean, quadrupling the audience on the Rumble chat, just amazing. I don't know what was responsible for it, folks, but whatever you did, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Like the fact that, look, information is half the battle. You got to know this problem is going on out there. And when Barry called in and said, well, you can't blame the press because maybe they don't know about it. It's their job to know about it. If I know about it, they sure as hell should if they're doing their job. But they're not. Because if a Democrat, if it's bad news for a Democrat, journalists won't report it. That means they're not real journalists. They're not real journalists. They're propagandists. Left, the worst kind of propagandists. I don't like propaganda of any kind, right wing or left wing. But frankly, when you're a right wing propagandist, you're out there pushing for freedom and liberty. And if you do so dishonestly, it's called propaganda. However, if you're a left wing propagandist, you're lying in service to slavery and to complete government control. And that makes you, in my mind, even worse. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Dave, I appreciate your patience. Welcome to the Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
Good morning, Chris, on this fine Thursday. We have to, well, first of all, I'd like to give my condolences to the Reverend Pat Robertson and his and their family. A great loss for the Christian American faith.
It is a tremendous loss. And you know, whoever the shrub was who decided that our faith and our grounding and the belief in God ought to be removed from politics, that person was silenced by Pat Robertson, because Pat Robertson believed that, just like Reagan did, that a prompting of the conscience was needed, and those who are of faith have that conscience. And folks, I don't want somebody in government who doesn't have a conscience. Yeah. I really don't.
And Chris, I just want to say that Pat Robertson created Christian television for one reason, not only to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, but to make sure that every American Christian has the right to vote. And right now, today, the fabric of our voting system is destroyed because of greedy, selfish politicians like Looney Lena and people like Barack Hussein Obama and like Joe Biden.
Yep. Thank you, pal. I really agree with everything you said. Thank you for the call. By the way, Chris, tell them to turn off their computer. Guys, the feedback loop is something that's going on our with our phone system, and our engineers are working on this. Long story short, our old phone system pooped out, right? It was working just fine, but then, you know, it was rather old, so it pooped out, so we had to replace it. So when we did, we're having compatibility issues with some of the technology. We've been working on a lot of technology compatibility here over the last couple of days, as you all know. So our engineering staff is working on getting rid of that echo. It is something we have to put up with for the time being. But it's not anything you guys are doing, so I don't want you to be scared to call in. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. I think I covered everything today that I wanted to get to. Though, you know what? Yesterday's themed show, I do want to say that we were talking about the narrative over news that is collapsing. And I didn't mean to give it such short shrift yesterday, but you know what? Frankly, if it was the title of yesterday's show, which was talking about the January 6th narrative over news collapsing, if that's what drove the increased clicks and tune-ins, then let me just give it a little more oomph, if we can, in our time left today. Because, folks, I think January 6th is a prime example, if we want to go back to the press, of a press that has forgotten journalism 101. They accepted premises, and the press should have been the first one saying, why aren't you releasing all the video? Why aren't you releasing all the video? There were members who call themselves journalists who were completely fine with only selectively edited pieces of video being released to create a narrative. When you believe in narrative over news, you're not a journalist. And the vast majority of people who populate the nation's newsrooms are narrative over news. Whatever's good for Democrats and whatever's bad for Republicans, that's the news. That's what news is. And folks, that's what they think it is. But that's not true. That's not news. It's propaganda. So you've got Just the News, John Solomon, who is an actual journalist. Very few of them left these days. Cheryl Atkinson. I still believe Brett Baer is, by and large, a reliable journalist. Catherine Herridge. But the vast majority of people who work in the nation's newsrooms are not legitimate journalists. They just don't know their rear ends from a hole in the ground as far as journalism is concerned, because it never occurs to them to ask questions of a Democrat. What do you mean? Challenge a Democrat's premises? Well, why would I do that? I believe in everything they say. I believe in everything they say. Everything that if a Democrat farts, you've got a person in the in today's modern press that wants to say, ooh, that's factual. That's gospel. So the January 6th tapes are coming out, and they're showing that the narrative that was pushed about an insurrection was completely false. It was completely false. Yesterday we told you about the fact that the video showed that the Capitol Police opened the western door to the Capitol and allowed some 300 people just to go on in unopposed. They were welcomed in through an unlocked door. It was so dangerous, folks. It was so dangerous that they had to allow everybody to come in with a smile. Come on in. Nancy Pelosi, who said she feared for her life, she was surrounded by Secret Service. She was surrounded by men with guns and nonchalantly walking through the Capitol. Now, if you're afraid for your life, you would think you'd be sprinting or at least have a brisk pace. She was just as if the plan were unfolding just as she thought it would, sauntering with all these people, no real urgency. In fact, her degenerate daughter was filming the whole thing, was filming it. It's because they were in such fear of their lives. It's the narrative on January 6th was crap. It was a riot. And I have been honest with you since that day. The largest number of viewers Newsmax ever got was on January 6th and the Chris Salcedo show. Back then, we were at 5 o'clock. And I said back then, rioting is unacceptable. Because I knew that I had decried BLM rioting, Democrat rioting, socialist Antifa rioting, and burning and looting and all that damage they were doing to the country. I condemned it. So I can't look at breaches of law and condone it. Now, Democrats would look at what Antifa and BLM did and say, oh, that's okay, because that's in service to the left. The press downplayed to the point where they're showing up in front of burning buildings saying, well, it's a mostly peaceful protest here. The press backed left-wing anarchy. They backed left-wing violence. So they reported, they downplayed it. And I've been calling anytime you break the law from January 6th to the riots of BLM and Antifa, I've been calling it from the very beginning, lawless and deserving of punishment commensurate to those laws that were broken. Because I'm superior to the vast majority of the biased press. I believe in the equal application of standards and the law. And all of you are superior to them too, because you're conservatives. See you tomorrow, Friday, The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.